It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by Baby Lock. ZD and I sew on Baby Lock sewing machines and sergers every day. Baby Lock is the perfect long-term sewing companion. Their machines are reliably built, and the company is on the cutting edge of sewing technology. Just wait until later in the episode when we tell you about how you can use the camera on your phone to achieve perfect embroidery placement.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And we're going to talk about Christmas presents, which this can be...
holiday gifts. You can, maybe it's not even Christmas.
Yeah,
maybe it's some
We're the, you know, people who aren't religious who celebrate Christmas. So,
secular Christmas.
So sometimes I forget, yes, to be inclusive in that way, but it's very important. So holiday gift giving is something that happens a lot in North America. At least. And so anyway, we have to plan on giving presents to lots of people.
Well, you know, there is the, I mean, where we live, it's common that you give teachers gifts.
Yes.
Teacher gifts. So not only, you know, teachers at like your academic school, but maybe you have a dance teacher or a voice teacher or a piano teacher or a soccer coach or, but you know, whoever you have a lot of contact with that you do things with.
People who deal with your children, right,
right, your daycare, your hairdresser. I mean, there's a lot of gift giving that goes on at the end of the year.
Yep, yep, exactly. So this episode's going to come out kind
of. Male person.
This episode's going to come out at the end of November. So the real tip here is.
The pressure's on.
You should have gotten them done already. No, yeah.
Well, and actually, we were going to talk about that. There are approaches to how you want to organize your gift making or
We're going to cover some strategy
whatever.
Here. Because I think we did an episode last year on ideas and stuff like that. But we're going to talk a little bit about strategy. So break down, everybody. You can break down your list into a few different categories, or let's start off with the technique that I kind of like. This technique is the theme technique. So you, as a little gift factory, decide, okay, everyone is getting cloth napkins or embroidered towels or
something. Maybe it's not that specific. Maybe it's kitchen. So there's kitchen towels and there's napkins and there's aprons involved.
What did we do? We embroidered what they're called blankets 1 year for people.
That's
okay.
A possibility.
So you can decide on kind of like the same gift.
Right. And are you making something from the ground up?
Or
are you just
it?
Embellishing or, you know, are you altering some? 1 year I made Derek an apron out of it was a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And It was fun.
Yeah. So
Mallory wears it all the time.
I do. He wears it too. Yeah. But actually, the apron out of the shirt's so good because it buttons up.
Right. Or buttons. Yeah. The neck. Like,
well, I guess. Yeah. So it buttons all the way up to really cover and protect your clothing, which is so nice.
Well, and I took like the back of the apron and I flipped the fabric. You know, and use like the other side as the pockets. So like, you know, you can get all and you don't have to have pockets.
Well, and here's the deal. You figure out your technique for making your apron out of Hawaiian shirts. And maybe you chose this because you've got a bunch left over. Like these are my grandfather's shirts, right? So they were like shirts he wasn't wearing anymore. He was, you know, he was wearing like tracksuits, you know, at the retirement home.
But, you know, you can get shirts at, you can go to
Goodwill.
Your thrift shop and see what they have. You know, they don't have button-down shirts like they used to have button-down shirts because people don't wear them as often.
Yeah.
You know, but you need to make sure that that source is there.
So when you pick a theme like that, I think it makes it really easy to do some assembly lining.
Right.
And
well, plus you get the technique down and you're more efficient at it.
I also think if someone's afraid, and okay, people have different standards of gift giving.
Right.
Like, all of which are much higher than mine, I think. Like, I know there's someone out there who's like, my family would be mortified if I gave everyone an apron and it wasn't all different. Or you know, sometimes there's like a stigma around homemade gifts at all. We're obviously not dealing with that in this episode. We're going ahead and assuming that it's okay. Anyway, I think it's fun when you do the variation on a theme because people get to see how you personalized it
for the other
for them. Yeah. Like, oh, this one has music notes all over it. You know, oh, this one is for the art teacher, etc. I think that's fun.
It is.
So I guess I'm willing to acknowledge that someone out there would be like, oh, no, my family would freak out if I gave them all the same thing.
Right.
But I did another theme thing is it can be a complimentary item.
Right.
And the first year that I went to Derek's Christmas, I think we talked about this on another episode, but I made those ruffly bags. For all of the
class
women.
That I taught.
Yeah, yeah. For all the women in his family. And then I'd bought mini body washes.
And put inside, right.
And they were mini loofahs.
Right.
And put them inside the bag. So they all got one.
Right.
But they all got to see, and what's your bag
and
look
And that's
like?
Really good, you know? Too. Like, you know, if you're baking cookies or making candy.
Yeah.
Then you also, you know, go to your sewing room and you're making the top for the can or the jar or the bag. What, you know, so, or you're
the
making the napkin, you know, that goes along, you know, you make the napkins and you put the cookies in there, whatever. You know, there's always something.
Okay, something that you didn't do, which I like totally get this. You didn't give us like holiday themed things for the holidays.
Never.
But, right? Okay. Yeah. And
I never bought like fabric that had Christmas trees or holly on it or whatever because I wanted people to use it all year round.
And
now occasionally I would do something if I knew somebody gave like a lot of holiday parties.
Right.
I might make them an apron, you know, with a reindeer head on it that had Christmas lights that lit up or something.
So I guess you can choose based on the recipient. Like, you're going to make everybody cookies. Okay, does everyone get like a dish towel to go with it that goes all year round? Or are you giving them a Christmas dish towel to
Or
keep on
are
hand?
You theming it to them? If it's a dance teacher, does it say, you know, Miss So-and-so is always on point or whatever? You know, you make up your... And that's the other thing. You can put their name in it.
Yeah,
so they know you made it or whatever.
Absolutely.
Right.
So a theming, though, can be really powerful. Making everybody scarves.
Right.
Scarves
is good. I like scarves.
I have also seen people do this for offices, and they'll like knit 12 hats,
right?
Bring them in,
and
put them on the
pick.
Table, and you better get in there and pick your hat.
Well,
you
know the other. So I used to go into this process, and I don't know if you want me to go there yet, but I used to keep a notebook.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
So I used to keep a notebook of who got what.
Yeah,
there was my list. It's also easy then too to help not forget to give. Who the gift needs to be for.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't leave anybody out. And we'll talk about that. Always make something extra.
Mm.
Have those, like, you know, little extra gifts. But so I had a spiral-bound notebook. I put everybody's name in it, and I put what they got, right? And then the next year I would know, like, not to repeat it. Or I would at least know what they got. And I'd know that, you know, okay, I'm putting that person on this list for next year. Oh, Mallory has a different boyfriend this year. He doesn't go on the list. I have to find the new boyfriend's name.
I can redo the present because he didn't get it. Oh, that's the other thing. I just want to pop this in there. When you do themes and you're like, okay, I know everybody got bath towels last year. Right. So like next year I can just be okay because everybody's going to get napkins. You know, that's kind of nice.
But what the other thing I realized, okay, is like dish towels. You can't give too many dish towels.
Yeah.
If you give somebody two or three or four dish towels, you can give them two or three, four dish towels the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if they made a funny face when you gave them the dish towels the first time, I wouldn't. But, you know, Winnie.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So she wanted dish towels for everything. She always wanted the dish towels, you know, because, of course, they got old. She used them. Right?
I love.
She used them, so she wanted new ones. And I would even write, like, were they terry towels or were they just, you know, what were they flour sack towels? So maybe the next, but I don't think you can give too many towels in a way because people are always had, oh, you know, somebody'd say, oh, are you going to make me some more towels? You know, I mean, so, I mean, you can repeat a gift.
Sure, sure.
Obviously. But you may want, you know, so if you, depending on maybe you made towels Christmas themed for Christmas one year. Maybe the next year you'll want to put something else on them.
I have to remember the theme thing though, because I'm not into it. I don't really like theme, you know, things like that around Christmas, but like my mother-in-law does. So you were telling me to
finish. Like she likes Christmas stuff.
Yeah, she likes Christmas stuff. So you were telling me to finish that pillow over there. I'm pointing to a snowflake pillow.
Oh, yeah. I said. Who is this for?
Right.
Yeah.
It's something that I'd done a long time ago, and I thought, you know. Right. And I was like, oh, no. Somebody is going to love.
Or you could make her the pillow and put the buttonholes on it so that she could change the theme.
Sure, sure. No, you have to remember that you're not receiving the gift, of course.
Right, you're giving it.
You're giving the gift. But I would be like, oh, great, a Christmas thing that I won't really. It's okay. You know, the Christmas thing will come out in July for me, because I'm not I'm terrible at the seasons like that. Like, I'm bad at it in our business. I'm so bad at being like, oh, it's Christmas. I need to publish the Christmas tutorials. I'm so bad. Like, oh, it's Mother's Day. Right. You know, I know it's Mother's Day for you, but I'm just bad about it in planning content. So anyway, I love the themes. I like getting in an assembly line. Right. I liked picking, oh, we're just going to pick this thread for this person. And this fabric speaks to me for this person, etc. So that is a really good technique when, especially if you're down to the wire here, because there could be, it's the time of year now when this is being published that like someone could be traveling for an early Christmas gathering,
her. And another thing is, you know, there may be some people you need to buy gifts for.
It's okay.
Maybe it's a kid, you know, that they want a toy and you can't think of anything that you could possibly make for them that they'd want. Now, I used to make, you know, gifts for kids and they liked them, but you had to know the kid, you had to know what they were into, you know, buy the gift and add to it. So you bought a checkerboard and then you made a little drawstring bag for the checkers that said, you know, Charlie's Checkers on it so that he had something to keep his checkers in.
Yeah. And I think as a person who makes stuff like you, I'm talking to you, listener, I think we're kind of coming back to a time when people really want like practical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want a bunch of junk.
Right.
And we can make really cool practical things that are a little customized to be fun.
Right.
You know, making that consumable thing like a cookie or a dinner for someone. I made stock for all of you last
year. Well, I never got any, so I don't know if it was really made for me, but I was told someone was made for me.
I made you food with a stock in it.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. You know, you can, though, I think actually it's kind of coming back around, like the handmade gift thing. It's definitely.
Well, and I think you can, you know, if you make someone something and you don't think they appreciated it at the time you put it, then the next year you know not to.
Oh. Okay,
I mean,
before we move
you can always make a mistake.
Yeah, before we move on and take a break, I just want to remind everyone, I think I've said this last year on this kind of theme that we did, if you're giving someone something that you're afraid they might not know how to use or wear,
tell them what it is.
Make a little tag
with
a picture on it. This is when I made those cowls.
You made what? The cowls?
I knitted cowls, yeah. And I gave them to some very confused
people. They didn't know how
to
put them on.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like with people make the rice bags or, you know, the bags that go in the microwave or whatever.
And they put little instructions.
Yeah. Have a little tag or a little instruction that says how to do it and how to launder it, maybe. Things
right.
like that.
Right.
Speaking of writing.
Well right? We're going to take a break.
Are you,
can we do this before we take a break? Or you want to save
guess.
It? Okay. All right. We'll take
go
a
ahead.
Quick break.
Mallory, I'm always impressed with baby lot machines, and I always think, yo, this is the best. You can't get better than this. And then guess what happens?
They make it better.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what happens? Okay, they put a camera on their highest end machine, right?
Right.
So let me repeat this. There is a camera on the machine.
Yes, and I can take a picture of my manicure if I want.
Yes. So they put a camera on the machine so you can scan what you're going to embroider.
Right.
Da da da. But then what they did now, they've made the technology even more accessible. Okay.
Okay. So, like, how can they impress me?
Well, instead of having the machine with the camera on it, if you don't have that machine, the new Altair and Meridian machines let you use an app on your smartphone to transfer a picture of your project wirelessly to the machine so that you can have this perfect positioning on other machines as well. So not only, I mean, they've just made the technology even more accessible
okay.
to everybody.
I'm like living
in a fantasy world.
In the future.
Yes, the future is now.
The future has happened. I have a communicator on my wrist.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, okay, so I don't know how much more I can be impressed.
Yeah, I think that the launch of the new baby lock machines right now in 2019 might be more impressive than the Apple releases that are going on. So if you want to see these machines in person, you can go to babylock.com and you can use their retailer locator to go see a machine
right.
at a dealer. And that's another thing, of course, we love about baby locks, right? Are they fabulous? Dealers, they're independent
right.
retailers. So and then I guess we've gotten to a place, maybe the closest we're gonna get to Baby Lock naming a machine after you.
What?
Yes.
They named a machine ZD?
Yeah, so not quite. They have the new Altair and Meridian that are, you know, the machines that work with that perfect positioning app, but now they have a machine called the Ariel as well. So
you mean like Ariel in the
yes,
sky,
A-E-R,
not like Ariel the mermaid.
A-E-R-I-A-L.
That would be as close as maybe I'm going to get.
All right. So once again, go to babylock.com, check out that retailer locator, and check out the wonderful videos they have that show you what the heck we're talking about with this perfect positioning app on your smartphone.
I continue to be impressed.
Yes.
Sewing out loud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com. It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Speaking of writing, what?
Or drawing.
Or drawing.
Or making something on your computer.
Oh, I need to write this down. Go ahead.
Right?
Go ahead.
You can make a coupon or a coupon book.
Don't whisper. No.
Or a coupon book. Yeah. Well, here's why I'm whispering. There's caution here.
Yes.
Right? Don't give it to somebody who thinks it's a free license then to get their pants hemmed. Whenever they want.
You have to be like not combinable with any other offer.
That's right.
Not
I mean you wanna put on that
over my
you
wanna
put on that coupon, you know, that you will I actually have coupon books left for my kids still that I still have that says yeah. they'll do things for me. They never did them. Still,
you obviously never,
did
never use the coupon if you still have the coupon.
But anyway,
book.
You know, you can make a coupon that says, you know, we'll hem one pair of jeans. While him one pair of lined pants. You might need to get real specific because you don't want somebody bringing you something, you know, they think sewing is just a one thing job.
Yeah,
right,
the jeans
right.
hem is the wedding dress
right,
or something.
Right, right.
And then also on this note, just thinking ahead, if you are somebody who really sews like garments for people for mm-hmm. Christmas, you can buy people tape measures.
Yes.
Okay, because if it's December 2019, you don't want to take December 2019 measurements and then use them for December 2020 garments, because that's a whole year where someone could change
right.
size. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. So you can get them a little tape measure and put a little note with it.
And say,
it's like,
right.
you know, keep this handy because
and what,
I'll
well,
be,
what
and
I would do also is
too.
I would give them a piece of paper with the measurement, like a measurement sheet.
Yeah.
You know, so that they know
well,
how
I'm
to do
you
it.
Might, yeah, or you might ask for that right. later, though, too. So anyway, giving a tape measure away could be twofold.
It's amazing how many people don't have tape measures.
Yes.
It's
yes.
amazing. Now, there is, like, there are gifts you can give, like, wearable gifts.
Right.
Where you don't always have to know someone's size. And one of them is an apron. Another mm-hmm. one is a robe.
Yep. The robe that we featured in the zine. We give you formulas.
Right.
For the robe.
It's a self-drafting, you know,
it's a drafting guide
robe, right.
kind of thing.
It's like if the person is this tall, you know, you'll want to do this. If they're, I mean, if you could, all you have to do is guess their biggest, like, equator measurement.
Right.
Like, what's bigger, their boobs or their belly, you
and
know?
And so a lot of times that can be guessed.
Right.
Or you could, like, measure somebody similar if you're just absolutely right. completely clueless. But,
because a robe is not fitted.
So
you know,
robes, aprons, mm-hmm. scarves.
Scarves are good, you know.
Okay, hats, if you, you
right.
know. If you're making it out of a stretchy fabric, or if you're knitting
right.
or crocheting it, like so many people knit
right.
and crochet in this in our audience, I feel, you know, those can be sized
right.
appropriately.
There are other things you can make that I don't know if you'd call this a wearable or not, but like a back warmer that, you know, Velcros around somebody, that would be stretchy, and you have pockets in it where they can put, you know, ice packs. Now, you would buy the ice packs or, you know, something that would be.
Don't tell me what to do.
Would be inserted in there. you know, but, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, those wearable things mm-hmm. that don't actually require measurements.
True measurements, right.
Yes.
You know.
You know, something else that I think would be really popular are food bags.
Yes.
People like to make
lunch
fabric,
bags.
Food
oh,
bags.
Oh, man. One year I made, this is before, you know, you had like embroidery machines or anything. You know, I applicate on the sewing machine all these drawstring bags.
Drugs.
All of these drawstring bags, and all they said on them was lunch down
oh,
the
yeah.
side. Like, okay. And
they went wild.
I mean,
the crowds
people
went
I worked
wild.
With, we all, but yeah, they, well, those things weren't available then either.
I know.
You know that's
I have
the
to
other
say,
thing.
I do have to say. We used to be able to sell an embroidery machine by being like, you'll put someone's name
right.
on it and they'll be so excited. And that has become
more common.
A lot
you
more
can
commonplace.
Get it. Yes.
You know, it's still a great gift. Okay, I don't want to say
well,
it's not a great
you
gift.
Well, you can still make something very personal that you can't find out there.
Yes.
And you made it.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
But I do think it used to have a little bit of a bigger impact.
Right.
And even
right.
embroidery machines are cheaper now. Like, you
right.
had an embroidery machine. You had, like, one of the first embroidery machines.
Right,
or almost,
right, right.
You know, so we were, like, ahead of the curve on that. But, yes, I do. I just want to say, you know, maybe that. Just looking back at the good old days.
But you know,
all.
A bag is a good thing too. People
okay.
love and
bag,
like
bag.
Well, yes, and bag,
any kind of bag.
You know the reusable grocery bags. Everybody's wanting those mm. now, and especially ones that fold into themselves, things like that. And those are washable. You know, the non-woven grocery bags that you sometimes
yeah.
buy.
Yeah.
You know, those suckers get dirty and you can't wash them. And there have been tests done on those about how dirty they get.
No, there is. Well, I know.
Yeah.
I know they do. And it's like sometimes those nylon bags will be for sale that kind
right.
of go up into themselves. And
right.
they're real small. I think they have their
right.
place. But a really sturdy, like, cotton tote bag
right.
is really good for groceries. And
well, and I like something that has a base in it.
Yeah,
you know, that
that's really
has
nice.
A plastic bottom.
Okay,
in it
you know
or
what
whatever.
I do think is having a bit of a heyday right now, and I don't know why, but okay, when we first had the shop, okay, and we. I'm just thinking of like the early days and into maybe like the first 10 years of like being around the store. I feel like there were purse patterns, but they weren't always very like contemporary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They were, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was like there were purses you could buy in the store.
Right.
But then there were purses and you're like, oh, that person made that. And
right.
it was really pretty. But now there are so many bag designers.
Yes.
That are doing
well,
really,
also, well,
you,
I
so
think
much.
The other thing is
they're doing really contemporary. Really on point bag
right.
design. And like I have seen in the group, people will be making
right.
like one of those trendier like backpacks
something. Or the cork bag. You know, people are using
and
different materials
I
too.
Would be so impressed if
right.
I received a handmade, homemade,
right.
You know, friend
right.
sewn backpack. I would be like, right. whoa, you know.
Well, and you know, there's other things. If you like, sometimes if you come up with a theme, you'll think of ideas like the grocery theme or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like one year I did like travel theme.
Yeah.
So people got little makeup bags mm-hmm. or, like, you know, and one of my big things was I made a little bag and I embroidered panties on it. So you wouldn't forget your underpants, right? And some of them, I think I wrote pack your panties on them.
Uh-huh.
You know, then they were just cute. And everybody's like, oh, this is
so
perfect.
You can pack all of your underwear
right?
when you go on a trip.
You know, this is cute.
For 3 days.
And the thing that I made for a lot of the men, right, because they don't like the same sort of, like, little toiletry bags, apparently. We do. I don't know. But was shoe covers.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Shoe bags.
A
like
shoe bag. Right. So that they could put their shoes, you know, in their suitcase in a bag.
Okay. I always struggle with the man thing.
The man
like,
thing can be hard.
I don't know. Because, like, I don't want to get into, I'm like, I'm telling my kids that it doesn't matter what gender you are. You can wear whatever color coat and you can do whatever and you can have a sequin thing and
right.
whatever. And so I'm like, why am I restricting myself on like the man thing? And I
– Well, because you have to think about the receiver.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
And I think we're limiting ourselves unbeknownst to ourselves. I think
right.
we're putting some regulations there that don't exist because I made – dish towels for my mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Right.
And I was thinking in my conditioned brain that she would just love them and he'd be like, whatever. He loved them.
Right.
It said like Carolyn and Carney's Kitchen and
right.
he was on fire about them.
Well, or Bob's Pies. You know, I mean, that was always a favorite of mine if it's somebody really like this was, okay, one of the boys' teachers always made a peanut butter pie for
uh-huh.
what we call the dessert benefit.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was something, this is like a potluck thing. Peanut butter pie, peanut butter pie and avocado pie. So he got avocado pie and, you know, Bob's avocado pie and Bob's peanut butter pie dish towels that year.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm
right.
trying to let go of that because I think we sometimes think, oh, men are so hard to sew for. I've even had people say, oh, I hope you have a girl so you can sew for her.
I'm I like, know. That's kind of weird.
Little boys wear
yeah.
clothes or, you know,
right.
who everyone,
right.
everyone wears clothes. So I just get to thinking about
well,
that.
And there's,
like,
you made sports towels one year.
Yeah.
You know, that was a
so
good thing.
Do we not want to make a man grocery bags?
No. We have made men's grocery bags.
No, but I'm saying,
yes.
like, we
right.
sort of, you know, is there a bit of a hesitancy for that? Because, like, the women
oh,
do all the grocery
I see what you're
shopping.
Saying.
I mean, okay, I'm just trying to
Well, I think the man should be doing the grocery shopping, too.
Right,
I think
but
there should be a grocery shopping set in both cars.
Like, well, sure, but
yeah, that's
okay,
what
that's
I got.
That's a whole
it.
Other thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, don't let that get in your way.
Right.
Everyone of every gender likes to get presents.
Well, the other
okay?
big thing that's around now is, you know, because we're not trying to use plastic, is making the mesh bags for the groceries.
Uh-huh. uh-huh.
Okay, so that's very popular right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
The reusable mesh bags.
But I used to get a little hung up over the man present and lady present thing, and I'm not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, whatever. And then it ends up being great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's totally something that I'm just kind of like imagining on my part. Anyway, yes. So using less plastic
is
that's what I'm saying. We're
well,
we're
and
on
like
the
with
trend,
the Notions
everybody.
Bags, I also made like I can't remember what, but you know, I made them for electronics.
Yeah.
For all the cords and stuff, and I made like the front see through.
Uh huh.
You know, and the back, you know, was the fabric, so you could see, you know, your different cords and chargers and adapters were
there. No, that's
there.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And then too, a lot of times you don't have to unpack that. You just keep that packed, sort
yes.
of.
Yes.
You know, and you'll always have them with you.
That's my fantasy, is that I, like, am a person who needs to have a travel bag packed all the time, because I just at any moment might have an awesome trip to go on.
Well, you know how I do it. You don't. Do you know how?
How do you do it?
So I have a big plastic like basket,
yeah,
that slides into my linen closet in uh-huh. my bathroom, and it has a sign on it that says travel, right? And I have my contact lenses and how they need to be, and everything's in there. And I just pull that out and then put those, whatever I need out of that plastic thing, in my luggage.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's not nearly as exciting as mine sounds.
But it's already packed.
But it is the same thing.
But it's all packed. Right.
I'm just saying, I want to have like a duffel bag there, like waiting for me to just pick it up and go.
No, I don't want it like that, because I have to refill some of the things when I come home. Like,
well, every time I come back from my cool trip to like Paris, like the weekend trip, I just refill it, because you never know when you're going to have to.
Well,
hop
that's
back
what I'm saying.
Plane.
You have to take them out of your luggage anyway when you get home. You can't just leave it packed.
But we
you have
digress.
To refill it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks
I have,
for
a,
ruining
I
my
have
fantasy.
A system that works. I have a system that works.
Thanks for ruining my fantasy.
I have a system that works.
How does it feel when you go on your last minute trips? Do you feel like really cool because you've got everything ready?
Yeah, because okay. I just pull it out of
well,
there.
Well, that's the important part. Right. Okay, good, good. So travel themes, all that, making wearable things that don't require measurements.
Right.
And then my best tip is on Christmas Eve or the day before.
When Mallory makes all her gifts.
That's right. The day before your gift exchange, you need to have a notebook or you need to have your phone handy, because that's when you're going to get your best ideas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could just save this idea for next year.
And you can. That's
you can.
Why when I had my
you
spiral
can just
notebook,
write it down.
You just start writing those ideas down.
You can just write it down.
I, in the back of the book, I had a list of gifts.
Right. Right.
You
like
know.
Ideas.
And
then, that you
and,
could go
you know,
to.
Some of them were very simple, but it didn't mean I always had them in my head to remember.
No, no, absolutely. Yeah. So I would always get those last minute, like, oh, this would be a good idea. There was that one year, though, that I went to Marshall's, like on the way home to our gift exchange, and I found a gift for everyone, and I just bought them and came home and gave them, and they were great.
Right.
They were great
The
gifts.
Other thing you can do is... You can sew the wrapping.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fun,
and we
right?
did a lot of that last year. I think if you go and search, I don't know what.
I'll republish that post about
right.
the paper.
And I used a lot of paper bags.
Yeah.
And I made like the shape of a Christmas tree or the shape of a star. I think I might even have made a heart or something. And I sewed them together. So they have to rip the sewing apart
yeah.
to get into them.
Well,
that's
and,
real fun.
But the way, you know, what you were talking about with bags, I mean, really,
right.
If you know someone wants, GoPro.
Right.
Okay. But you think, I know they like it when I make them things and I want to make them something. Putting that in a reusable grocery
right.
tote is
right.
a great way to incorporate that. So
right, right. Or just a reusable gift bag.
Mm-hmm.
The other no, thing we didn't talk about, which is always... Because you're going to want Hostess gifts and
oh,
kitchen, kitchen tiles are great. Kitchen tiles are great, or fingertip tiles for the bathroom are great, that kind of thing. And wine, you know, what do you call them?
Wine holders.
Holders, wine bags,
okay.
whatever.
You also mentioned, I think earlier in the podcast, or maybe when we were talking about this, to have a few extras.
Yeah, you need to have a few extras. You really do, because, well, especially, I mean, we've had holiday, you know, events or, you know, dinners or get-togethers where someone even brought someone extra.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was just nice to hand them something.
Right.
They didn't even expect it,
okay.
but it was nice to hand them something.
That sheer serger scarf sample that you made 10
yes.
years ago ended up being a last minute gift.
That's right. Don't tell her. I see another one hanging over there we can
yeah,
give
there
away
we go.
Too.
No, but that would be
right.
a few good. Oh, and, you know, we just published that Sojo episode.
Yes.
You know, if you're one of those people who you think a quick project would help you get your Sojo back,
right.
if you think that's something that would help.
Well, and you
a
know, your
couple quick gifts
again
to put aside
is
good.
And I think we did hit on this, but complimenting what. So, you know, a lot of the tea cozies and the little tea, what do they call them? Like the little placemat things?
Mug rugs.
Mug rugs, all that, you know. Things like that that you can sew to complement the tea you're giving them.
Yeah, give
them,
some tea.
Like,
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Or, like, again, napkins. I love cloth napkins.
Well, and that's what I mean. I'm just going to say it again. I think we're very on trend, everyone who's listening. We are in a space where we can make things. We can repurpose things. You were talking about the wine holders. Mm-hmm. Okay, you were saying the leg of a pair of jeans.
Yes.
I wouldn't cut up a pair of jeans that was, I guess, if I found someone that were too small or something.
Well, I'm not saying take your perfect jeans. I'm taking about the old ones.
But if they're my old jeans, the hem's going to be all worn and stuff.
Well, you can cut the hem off and redo it.
Well, okay.
But you've got a tube of fabric.
Okay.
The sleeve of a sweater, the sleeve of a shirt, the sleeve of a t-shirt. All those things can be a wine, you know.
Okay, or you could get some real scuffed up jeans, I said, and put like some homemade moonshine. That could be.
That would be funny. Put it in
holder.
A mason jar. Or
yeah, that could be your holder.
But, you know, you can make also an apron can be made out of anything. An apron can be made out of, you know, a kitchen towel. It can be made out of a shirt. It can be made out of an old pair of jeans that, you know, you patch together. Hey, what about pillowcases.
Hello.
We just did a thing on pillowcases.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids love pillowcases. Well, kids like stuff with their name on it, especially kids. But, you know, we used to do the thing where we used the glow-in-the-dark
thread
to put the kid's name on the
pillowcase.
Well, y'all
know
that
I'm
was
obsessed
fun.
With glow-in-the-dark puff paint now. So.
Yeah, well, I'm not puff painting on a
pillowcase. But puff painting on a pillowcase? But anyway. Someone is somewhere right now.
I'm sure. So, you know, pillowcase, everybody needs extra pillowcases.
Yeah, yeah. And if you are someone who's feeling a little like your fabric library is encroaching upon you, it's a good fabric use, too.
Well, and looking at what you already have and getting some inspiration for what you're going to make is not a bad idea at all.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice
I made like 72 placemats one year.
Yeah.
So I made placemats for everybody, and I knew like what their...
Did you buy fabric?
Some I did, some I didn't.
Okay.
Some I had, you know. Most of them I put bias around them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I biased the edge. Most of them were quilted.
I should make pillows. I want to make, what are they called?
I also knew, like, the shape of their table. I knew their colors, you know, so I could be pretty specific. And some people got, like, napkins to match, and some people got a recipe box that matched that because I covered a recipe box in the fabric.
I want to make placemats with Annie Soft and Stable.
Well, you can do that if you'd like.
Look, you could make them, like, a cool shape, and they'd kind of keep the shape,
would.
Like a leaf.
Right. Well, I made the, you know... Parallelogram? No, what were they? They were rhombuses or something that like fit on a round table. What shape is that? Anyway, you know, I had a couple different shapes I made.
A trapezoid.
That would be more what it was. It was a trapezoid with rounded corners. That's what it was. Because the top
like
was
a wedge.
It was like a wedge, right?
Yeah. All right.
And I rounded the corners on all of them because they were easier to finish that way with the bias tape. Almost all of them had a rounded corner. Even my square ones had a rounded corner.
Okay. And if you're ZD, you might theme things around all of my gifts can be finished with bias tape.
That's right. You know? Tell me what I finished the aprons in that year.
Yeah, the aprons. Right? Like you're making just anything that can be finished off with that bias binding attachment on Baby Lock Ovation or Triumph for
that's
Evolution.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
absolutely.
Right. You can make baby blankets there, too. You can do all that stuff.
Okay, so those are some tips for holiday sewing, especially at this late hour. I mean, mine aren't done. I can already tell you now from, like, 3 weeks away that today on the podcast publishing date that my gifts are not done. But theming things, keeping a list, making a few extras can really help you break it down.
You know, couple of things I did last year is I had made costumes for people.
Uh-huh.
So then I had their measurements.
Ah.
So I got to surprise them.
So you were sneaky.
Yeah. So I just kept that measurement and I got to make them what I wanted.
There you go. Write it all down, everybody.
That's right. Keep it in a notebook.
Okay. Well, we hope that you have fun with your holiday sewing. You can get to us on Instagram. We're at SewHereCom. And ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com. It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.